Yeah, the whole boating scandal has really turned into quite a fiasco for the governor, because first it was denied outright, and then it was just rumors on the internet that they were not going to address every single rumor on the internet, and then finally it's the confession. Finally, it's the confession that, yeah, well, it did happen. Dr. Mark Mallory, who's married to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Big Gretch. I wonder if he calls her Big Gretch. You think, hey, Big Gretch. Just wondering. And he's trying to get the boat in the water for Memorial Day, because that's what everybody's trying to do. By the way, Governor, next time just call me. My boat was in the water. Enjoyed it, by the way. He gets denied, and then they try to pass it off as a joke. But in the middle of all that, a state senator, Tom Barrett, is posting about it on Facebook and social media. And the governor's office calls the majority leader, Mike Shirkey, and says, hey, he can't. It's not true. And, you know, and he can't do that. And he's making us, so just take it down. They made him take it down. Then it turns out to all be true. Anyhow, Senator Barrett's with me now. Tom, how are you?
Good, Steve. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I mean, let's talk about this. You heard the story. We all saw the story because there was a post on Facebook, and it went viral. I mean, it was everywhere quickly, yeah. And the owner of the facility up there got the call from the governor's husband, who said, hey, I need to get my boat in the water by Friday. Yeah, everybody does. Good luck. We're 3-4 weeks behind. And then he said, would it help if I'm, you know, the husband of the governor? Sure. Send you right to the back line. Now, he waited on hold for several minutes for that to happen. And now they're trying to pass it off as a joke. But you were out there talking about it. Tell us how it all played out from your angle, because, man, you got a lot of grief.
Yeah.
And then it turned out you were lying to.
I did. I was, yeah. The governor's office lied to me. And so I saw the post as well. A friend sent it to me, and I asked if it was verified or not. And my friend who originally sent it to me took a couple of hours to you know, trace it down and do some fact-checking and let me know that he had spoken to someone in that community who could corroborate the story. And so I felt comfortable going forward posting it online. And I actually compared it to the Governor Chris Christie Beachgate incident from several years ago, when his state was in the middle of a shutdown and he was on the beach with his family and no one else could access it. A similar situation, because where I live here in Eaton County, our public beaches are closed. I can't take my kids to our county parks that we enjoy to get some recreation and go swimming in the summertime because they're closed. But here, the governor and her family feel like they can violate and, you know, go against the guidance of the governor, who said, don't all descend on Traverse City from every region of the state just because I'm reopening the economy.
And what did they do?
Said, if you're thinking, yeah, and if you're thinking about traveling up north for Memorial Day weekend, think long and hard before you do that. She was scolding us to not do this exact type of thing.
And it was already in process with her.
Those,
yeah, and so I want to ask you about something else, because the rumors we're hearing today is it's actually more than that. She talked about her husband going up there and raking leaves or something, right? And some
she
nonsense.
Did say that. In her press conference yesterday, when she finally brought this out, she said her husband was up there simply to rake leaves for a few hours and then came home, but then she was not specific about whether it was one day or 2 days. You know, all this is just, I mean, it's like the yarn at the end of the sweater unraveling right now.
Well, right, and here's what we're hearing now, Senator. Here's what we're hearing now, that there was actually an open house held for one of her children that's graduating from high school this year, was held at that vacation house over the weekend. So that would indicate the governor herself was there. But, of course, there's no press corps in Lansing. They're all cowards, and they're all afraid to ask any questions. They won't ask her a follow-up question or anything else because they're afraid they'll get kicked out and won't be able to ask any questions. So they throw softballs, no follow-ups, no real questions, no integrity.
Right.
So I want to know, did she hold an open house for one of her kids? That's what I want to know now.
Right, and I don't know if any of – I can't speak to that. I can only speak of, you know, to the earlier incident. But I will say there is a position among the press, because the governor has consolidated all power in state government under her executive branch through the orders she's placed and the perpetuation of this emergency, that the press believes, like you said, that if they ask hard questions, they'll be shut out of all information. And when no other branches of government appear relevant right now based on what the governor is doing, then that is their only source of information, is the governor's office.
And what do you say to the governor's office today? You weren't just lied to. You were bullied into taking down a post on social media because they said you've got it wrong. You need to take it down. They in effect called your boss, if you will, if the majority leader is in kind of like your boss, if you will. I know you're not beholden to vote the way he demands, but obviously he's a guy you look up to if he's the majority leader. And they call him and have him play the heavy on you as well. Then you realize it's all lies. What do you think about the governor and her administration in total right now?
Right. No, the governor's office is definitely culpable in this. They duped me into a cover-up. I will defend the majority leader. It didn't come from him specifically. The governor's office reached out to his chief of staff.
No, I understand.
Then forwarded the request to my office that got a hold of me. And it was very late at night Friday. I felt I couldn't confirm the story, you know, again. And, you know, right. I already confirmed it once, but felt I needed to go back and confirm it again. And then after all of this came out and I was able to reconfirm it, you know, I went to the media to tell about the cover-up aspect of this. It was just egregious and dishonest. And I will never, ever give the governor the benefit of the doubt in my life again.
What do you make of the press conference yesterday saying it was just a joke and passing it off? Does the governor have any credibility in your mind?
None. None whatsoever. If it were a joke, they would not have insistently denied it on Friday, trying to put that toothpaste back in the tube that had started to leak out about the truth of this matter. If it were simply a joke the whole time, they wouldn't have denied it like they did. They wouldn't have called it an internet rumor. They had to come up with some way of amending this whole thing and giving some type of out for the governor. So they went into bunker mode for 2 days over the holiday weekend to come up with a fabrication that they could then go out and present to the media on Tuesday as to how this was supposedly some type of joke when they had been denying it so forcefully for so long. If it was a joke, why did they deny it to my office with the insistence that they did at, you know, almost the middle of the night on Friday to get me to try and take down the post because of the strength of their denial?
Senator Tom Barrett of Michigan, greatly appreciate your time. Keep up the good fight, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
There you have it. Senator Tom Barrett, he says the governor is a liar. You're in the No Panic Zone. Back after this.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.